Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, welcome to a very special episode of a podcast about music. By now you've realized that you're not in an ordinary episode, all right? Let's get the facts straight. You're in a podcast about music, the classical edition. It's something that Eric and I decided to start up once we realized that the artist we're doing today, most of his music falls under the public domain. So we can add it in, and it's going to be very pleasurable for your auditory sensors today. So sit back, relax, pop open a bottle of champagne if that's your thing, and enjoy. Eric, how are you this week?
Pretty good, Logan. I didn't realize there was cause for celebration, but hearing you say that now, I guess there is.
Yeah, it's true. I forgot to introduce myself. If you're unfamiliar with who I am, my name's Logan, and I'm going to be your host this week.
And I'm Eric.
You're well acquainted with Eric.
Host as well.
Yeah, your hostess.
Co-host.
We're going that way today. How have you been this week, Eric?
Good. Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see. It's no secret that we live somewhere in the northeast of the United States.
Yeah, we've mentioned
that. We've experienced bitter cold temperatures, much like a lot of our friends and listeners out there.
Oh, yeah. Extremely cold.
But it's not keeping us from enjoying these sunny days, even though it's 10 degrees out. So, You know, we're hunkered down. We're all very, very lucky to have a warm shelter.
I concur, yeah.
And that's what's going on. How about you?
Cool.
How about you, Logan? Still a student?
I am still a student, yeah.
Good. Well, that's great.
Yeah, I mean,
stay in school. Be cool.
Yes, school is cool for those of you out there contemplating dropping out. I'm looking at our levels now, and they seem to be pretty good. I was concerned in the beginning of the episode, but we're all good now.
Glucose level?
No, the podcast microphone levels.
Oh. Let's just rewind. Glucogen?
Glucogen. Well, yeah, still a student. School is still cool. I wish it was so cool to be doing all the work I'm doing, but unfortunately, that's a conversation for another time.
Yeah, kids, you put in the hard work now, you reap the benefits later. So they say.
Yeah, yet to see that one in action. Today we're talking about Frédéric François, or Francis, with a little tail on the C, Chopin. Or just Chopin, as many people are familiar with.
I'd say, if I had to guess, more people are familiar with the word, the name, Chopin, than are actually familiar with his music.
Yeah, I would agree with you there. Since most of his music, if I'm not mistaken, is in the public domain, we're going to cut in and out with some of his songs. And obviously, we'll give you a heads up, but I think it should be a pretty fun format that we're usually not able to do.
Logan, since you've decided to take the helm today, because I told you I'm not doing any research, would it be okay with you if I shared with you what I think I know about him?
Yeah, sure. Shoot.
Which is very little. I know you're going to include a lot more detailed information later.
Mm-hmm.
He's deceased, right?
Yeah.
He was a piano player, correct?
He was a piano player.
A Polish man.
And a composer also.
With a French father, hence his French last name, Chopin.
Yes.
He was a piano player who wrote music for himself. He wrote it to have songs to practice to get better. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
That's pretty much all I know. Whereas, say, you take your Mozarts, your Beethovens. Sure, they were musicians, but they were writing music for symphonies to play.
Mozart certainly
totally
was,
different
yeah.
story here.
Have we done Mozart? We did Beethoven back in the day. A couple of years. Not a couple of years ago, but maybe like a year
ago. Yeah, it was a good year ago.
That's crazy that we're coming up on 2 years of this thing also.
I'd love to talk about our buddy Mozart one time also.
I'd love to talk about Mozart. Yeah. But that's another one of those things that could definitely be an auditory experience because he's long deceased.
But this one, I know you've been talking about for a long time because you do indeed play some Chopin on the keys.
Yeah. Yes, I certainly do. And I just checked, by the way. I searched, is Chopin in the public domain? And he passed away more than 160 years ago, sufficiently long ago, that today all of his compositions belong to the public domain.
Wow. Now, how about if you play a version of someone playing that from a year ago, professionally?
It wouldn't be.
I have no idea.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe it is. Who knows?
Well, because it's the same music. So you know what? We're going to...
We're only going to play 200-year-old recordings.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll just grab a podcast clip from 200 years ago and drop it in. Let's talk a little about Frédéric Chopin and his early life before we get into some of his masterfully created compositions.
Mm-hmm.
So he was born Frédéric, F-R-Y-D-E-R-Y-K, Franzic, F-R-A-N-C-I-S-Z-E-K, Chopin. And he was born on March 1st, 1810, so over 200 years ago. And he passed away on October 17th, 1849. So he lived to be the ripe old age of 39 years old.
Fascinating.
Which was probably getting there in the 1800s. You
know
what? Before this episode is through, I will search the life expectancy in the 1800s. Or if you want to, feel
it's,
free.
I was thinking about life expectancies as we like to talk about them somehow. Times, you know, we talk about back then, people only lived to their mid-30s, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, it turns out if you are a student of history, plenty of people lived into their 70s, 80s, even 90s, two, 300 years ago. It's well documented. The average lifespan, though, was so much shorter because of so many untimely young deaths due to disease, of course, et cetera.
Yeah.
Disease, et cetera, skews the number. Sure, people, generally speaking, didn't live as long, but there were people that lived long. It wasn't that, you know, you were so lucky to get to 39.
I have some data here. The maximum life expectancy was in the 1800s.
I'm sorry, what do you mean maximum?
Like, excuse me, never mind. Like the highest life expectancy in a certain region.
Oh, I understand.
So in Europe had the highest life expectancy out of the world, and it was 35 years old.
35 years old.
And the lowest life expectancy was, I can't read it. It's too small.
It's a small number.
Well, it's the place that I'm looking at. The picture is so pixelated, as you can see. I'm showing you. Right
oh
now.
Gosh! Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's somewhere, sometime. But
wow.
That reminds me of something to say on the podcast before we wrap up, because tomorrow is February 1st, right? We're recording this on January 30th.
Yes.
And we'll release it. The episode probably today. We'll probably release today.
It seems completely acceptable to do that. I can't see any reason why we wouldn't release it.
Yeah, and tomorrow I'm going to be doing a small release of my third book title. So I was wondering if I should
do that
on the pod today.
Wow.
I mean, I'm kind of committed to it once I say it, but I'm
you
pretty
sure
happy
are.
With what
You're
I've
committed to
created.
Finishing writing it once you say it like that.
Well, I've been on quite a writing streak, so
oh,
don't
really?
Worry about that. Yeah.
Oh, get it.
Yeah. It's been fun to get back into the groove. So.
Jobin and the gang,
yeah.
Getting the gang back together?
You guessed the title, Jobin and the Gang.
Oh, my gosh, I love that song.
Love the artist, right? Cool in the Gang. But
so here's a quick question.
Yeah. He was born in a very weird place, by the way, Chopin, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Logan.
Yeah.
We talk about life expectancy.
Yeah.
So the question I'm going to put into my Google machine right here is as follows. Why did life expectancy...
You don't have to say it out loud. I
increase... so drastically
if you're that specific, it's just not
Europe. Now many people have asked this question. would, of course, say, ah, medical advances, medicine, medical science, right?
Yeah, sure.
What do you believe the real reason is?
Probably plumbing and clean water and
food. Are you reading over my shoulder?
I'm not.
You're correct. Really? Yes. During the 19th and early 20th centuries, remember for our young listeners out there, when we say 19th century, we're talking about the 1800s. The 19th set of 100 years, which is from 1801 to 1900, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So the 1800s are the 19th century. That's a little confusing until you really break it down. During the 19th and early 20th centuries, an increase in life expectancy was driven mainly by improvements in sanitation, housing, and education, causing a steady decline in early to midlife mortality, which was chiefly due to
water
infections.
Yeah.
And I believe unhealthy drinking water is likely to blame for a lot of infections. Sure. Yeah, and also sanitation, disposing of waste properly, not letting it pile up all over your city where your drinking water is coming from. We've seen that play out year after year all over the earth.
Oh, yeah?
You got to get that waste out of town.
You really do got to get that waste out of
town. It's a very, very important part of our modern clean societies. A lot of things you don't think about, Logan, when you're designing your city.
Yeah.
You got to get that waste out of there.
Absolutely forgot.
You need a good sewer system.
Meaning to download City Skylines. It's a simulation game. So I think that would be pretty fun. We'll have to look into that again because I was thinking about it in December and then I kind of forgot about it. And I'd like to revisit that. But that's a conversation for another time.
Well, my apologies to both you and the listeners that I've so thoroughly derailed your Chopin.
That's perfectly fine.
Speech, but I'm ready as you were.
All right, so Chopin, by the way, prepare yourselves for some of the worst pronunciations you'll ever hear in your life.
You're a student of French. This shouldn't be hard.
Which is funny. I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and we both take French. We noted that we haven't actually spoken French in probably a year because everything's online these days. What with COVID and
not sure, but I'm English and you speak English in that class, right?
Well, it's my native language also, and yeah. I don't speak, well, technically speaking, yes, but I speak English in every class.
So I'm not trying to criticize your French teacher, but you don't have a portion where you talk in French to him or her?
I don't talk in French to her. Maybe like bonjour in the morning or
bonjour.
Something. Yeah, like hello.
Bonjour, mademoiselle. I don't speak French, so I don't know.
That's evident.
Did we mention to the listeners that when we were in Paris, they didn't care for me?
They didn't like any of us.
They didn't like my accent. And
I think it's
because
we were wearing colors.
Limited vocabulary.
To all you French people out there, yeah, well. That was
We'll be back. We'll be back.
That was almost 3 years ago, by the way.
We enjoyed your country. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Very gracious hosts and hostesses. By the way, 3 years ago, as I said, which
is
crazy.
Time flies, you know?
Yeah.
Only 1,000 days. Look at how quickly
yesterday
passed.
And look at how quickly, the previous presidential administration passed.
Let's not.
That's funny because
let's
it didn't
not
pass
date
very
ourselves
quickly at
right
all.
Now.
Yeah, it actually felt like a gazillion years.
I don't think we need to get political. That's for a lot of different shows, not this one.
Podcast about politics is where
a podcast about POTUS.
Sure.
Yeah, as you were.
APAP. APAP. It's the abbreviation.
You're welcome to use that because I certainly am not starting
that one. Anchor.com/app if you want to listen to a podcast about POTUS. Chopin was born in Zelizowa-Wola in the Duchy of Warsaw and grew up in Warsaw, which in 1815 became part of Congress Poland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. A child prodigy, he completed his musical education and composed his earlier works in Warsaw before leaving Poland at the age of 20, less than a month before the outbreak of the November 1830 uprising.
Wow.
Don't know much about that. At age 21, he settled in Paris. Thereafter, in the last 18 years of his life, he gave only 30 public performances, preferring the more intimate atmosphere of the saloon. He supported himself by selling his compositions and giving piano lessons, for which he was in high demand. Chopin formed a friendship with Franz Liszt, which is an incredible piano player, and was admired by many of his other musical contemporaries, including Robert Schumann.
Wow.
All contenders for an episode of their own, by the way.
Are you familiar with these fellas?
I'm familiar with Liszt, or Liszt, but it's Liszt, L-I-S-Z-T. But I'm not so familiar with Robert Schumann. Wow. We're approaching our first needle drop of the episode, and I'd like to just tell you what you're about to hear. It's going to be maybe 30, 40 seconds of this song that I'm about to play for you, and it's incredible. So,
is this something that our listeners may have heard before?
Yeah, probably.
Can you pronounce its title?
Fantasy Impromptu. Fantase.
I think I've heard of that.
Fantase Impromptu. We'll call it that because it's not fantasy. But what you're about to hear is one of the greatest Chopin songs, in my opinion. It's incredibly difficult to play. I know the beginning, but I'm working on it still. And, you know, check out the full song in the show notes if you want. With that, enjoy this little snippet of Fantase Impromptu. We've just been chatting a little while we listened to that song about more Chopin, and I'd like to tell you about Chopin's compositions now. All of Chopin's composition include the piano. Most are for solo piano, though he also wrote two piano concertos, a few chamber pieces, and some 19 songs set to Polish lyrics. His writing was technically demanding and expanded the limits of the instrument, his own performances noted for their nuance and sensitivity. His major piano works also include mazurkas, waltzes, nocturnes, polonaises, and instrumental ballade, which Chopin created as an instrumental genre, etudes, impromptus, scherzos, preludes, and sonatas, some published only posthumously.
Wow.
Did I say that right?
Yes, if you try to sound it out phonetically, you'd be...
Posthumously?
Yeah, you'd be likely to say that, but yeah, posthumous, I would say.
Yeah.
Meaning after one's passing.
Sure. Among the influences on his style of composition were Polish folk music, the classical tradition of J.S. Bach, which would be Johann Sebastian Bach, Mozart, and Schubert. And the atmosphere of the Paris saloons or salons, which...
I think saloons is right. Yeah.
Well, it's 1-0, so salon.
Oh, no kidding. So where he would get his hair permed?
I don't know. well, it says he was a frequent guest there. I think that's probably enough information on Chopin this
You know what I can tell you from everything you've just told me? He was busy as a beaver, this guy. He wrote a lot of music in his short lifetime. It's just incredible.
Oh, yeah. He was a busy guy.
He was not a dam builder, But he was busy as a beaver.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, he certainly was. Why don't we play a bit of another song? One that I can play on the piano.
Well, I think then you just answered your own question. How are you going to get it onto that? Why don't you tickle the ivories there, Logan?
Should I play it right now?
I think you should.
I don't have the music in front of me, so this is going to be interesting.
I'll tell you what. Just give us a little sample.
Okay, sure.
A little quick sample.
Keep the audience entertained while I set this
up. Logan is moving across the studio to the instrument section. He's sitting down at his keys.
This is so exciting.
Yes, it is. If this doesn't work out, don't worry. We'll just erase it, so it'll be fine. No pressure, Logan.
You might not be hearing this at all right now.
I do believe they will be hearing it. Logan's getting into position at his keys. Wow.
It's been so pleasant for you guys to hear.
Wow.
This is Nocturne in E-flat major by Chopin.
It's wonderful.
I used to play pretty much fluently last April, but we'll drop in a professional playing it right now. Wow, what a beautiful song, and played much better than I played it. Obviously because that was a professional pianist playing.
Who had been practicing it and had the music in front of them.
Yes.
So I think you did great.
Well, thank you. That's flattering. We have one life hack before we wrap up our extravaganza today. I know it's a bit of a shorter episode, but we wanted to try a new format for this special occasion. My life hack today has to do with classical music, actually. Want your plants to grow faster? Play classical music around them. It's not written right. Playing classical music around them has been proven to have a positive effect on plant growth. Rock music, on the other hand, make plants wither and die.
Who would have thought? That's some sort of bold statements that your little device over there has given you.
I'm just the messenger.
Wow. Right? Okay. I'm not sure if that's really been proven by science, but okay.
I feel like it probably is if it's on the internet. If it's on the internet, it must be true. That's what I've learned.
Wow. Interesting.
In my many years.
Yeah, no, I understand. Logan?
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to classical music as much as I'd like, but...
Oh my gosh, wait.
During
sorry.
The rare opportunities when I do, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, tomorrow's the 31st. There are 31 days in January.
Correctamundo.
So I won't be
announcing. I didn't catch your mistake.
I won't be announcing my book title today.
It would be far too premature.
Yeah, that's funny. I thought there were 30 days in January, but goes to show you my intelligence level is quite low. As if that was even a question after listening to me for a year and a half on this podcast. But I'm really carried by you, Eric. So we have you to thank for our commercial success.
You raised me up.
So I can stand on mountains.
Are we ever going to talk about Josh Groban here?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think that'd be pretty fun.
I don't know about that.
If I can get this in a timely fashion, I have a video from a school event.
Oh, boy.
Of some peers singing the song You Raise Me Up. Actually, maybe I don't have it. How come, though? Why would I delete such a masterpiece?
Didn't we have a relative that sang that song as well?
What?
I think we had a relative who sang in a school event that song.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps I'm thinking of a different song.
No, I think you're thinking of the same song.
No, he did a great job. He knows who he is.
Very
He's listening
talented.
Right now.
I don't know if he is, but if he is, you know, if he ever does, you know who you are. I don't think he's listening, though.
Well, he's got a lifetime to catch up.
Catch up, yeah. Well, then, that was a fun episode, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It was Potterific.
It was Potterific. That's exactly the word I was looking for. I'm going to go edit this now. That should be fun. And we'll get this out to the masses soon enough. Eric, it's been great chatting with you today. Also, no Really Fake this week, but we'll be back next week with a regular episode about an artist that's a bit more mainstream. So stay tuned for that. Please, if you would, share us with your family and friends. That means a great deal to us. Leave us a nice 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. I don't even think iTunes really exists anymore on the computers.
I don't
know
about that, Logan.
They divided it into TV, music, and podcasts. But head over there and leave us a nice review. And keep listening because it really helps us out. And we appreciate you guys a lot. So until next time, I believe sayonara is an appropriate phrase for right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, bonsoir.
You want to close this out? Yeah, good night. You want to just say one more thing?
I thought I did.
Yeah, all right. Well, see you next week.